I'll be reading some verses from John chapter 6. This takes place when the disciples told the Lord that it was late and the people were tired, weary, and hungry. Send them away. They need to leave and get something to eat. But Jesus would have no part of that. Jesus said, feed them. Philip said, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that everyone may take just a little. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here which has 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus says, make the men sit down. And Jesus took the lad's lunch and blessed it and gave it to the disciples, and the disciples gave it to the people. And when they were all filled, Jesus said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. This story reminds me that no matter how meager your resources may be, God can cause that meager resource to be sufficient for the necessary needs. In the eyes of those disciples, this lad's lunch was insignificant. But then God has a history of using the insignificant to do great things in his kingdom. You remember the story of Moses going down to Egypt? God sent him to Egypt to deliver his people. And all he sent with him was a promise and a stick. The promise was, I will be with you. God used that stick that Moses carried with him down to Egypt to do great miracles. In fact, Moses, with this insignificant stick, brought the whole nation of Egypt to their knees and caused them to comply to the will of God. Then there is the story of David, an insignificant member of the family of Jesse. In fact, he was so insignificant that he was not even invited to the feast that Samuel had prepared at Jesse's house. And it was this same insignificant David with a more insignificant slingshot that God used to put a whole army of trained killers on the run. Can you imagine this? The Philistine army, which was trained killers, running from a young lad with a slingshot in his hand. God has always used the insignificance. In 1 Corinthians verses 26 through 29, Paul says this, for you see your calling, brethren, how not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised has God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to nothing things which are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. So I tell you, Christians, no matter how insignificant your resources may be, if you will give them to God, God can multiply your resources, and you will have more at the end than you had at the beginning. Before I step away from the microphone, I want to say this. If God has given you a vision for something huge, to do something big in his kingdom, chances are you will not be able to do this alone. I would say that you should share your vision with others of like faith. God has many resources out there, people with resources to help you. Share your vision with those you love. Share your vision with the people of God who believe in the same God that you believe in, who believe in the same gospel that you preach. Share it with them. That's what all great men of God has done through the past. God gave them a vision of something extraordinary. They shared it with those they love. and with their fellow Christians, and God moved on their hearts to help. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.